When Klal Yisrael gathers on Tisha B'Av to Lein Eicha to say Kinois, there are certain special effects that we're Noyheg to include that contribute to the atmosphere, the environment, that, the setting that we're trying to create. So we're sitting on the floor, the lights are dimmed, and the Paroichas is removed from the Aron HaKodesh. There's a Makar in the The oldest makar for this idea, for these touches, is in the Maseches Seferim. But the truth is that the way it's described in the Maseches Seferim, that we're supposed to try to create the setting, is far more dramatic than the way that we do it. Because there's the additional touch that it says over there, the paroiches that's taken off of the Aron Kodesh. We then take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. And it's hard to even say the words, but this is what it says in the Maseches Seferim. We lay it on the floor, and we cover it with the Paroiches, as if it was a mace that's covered with its Tachrichim. And in that setting, you didn't say Kinos. Now, it's not hard to understand why this didn't catch on. I think it's just too much. Klal Yisrael can't do that. The Yidden just can't put a Sefer Torah on the floor. But in the Maseches Seferim, it says, once upon a time, there was such a minhag by Heilige Yidden to put the Sefer Torah on the floor to create that setting, to complete the setting of feeling like we're at a Levaya. At a Levaya, there needs to be a mace there. When we're saying Kinos, we feel like we're at a Levaya. The question is, who's Levaya? Whose Levaya is it that we're participating in, that we're supposed to feel like we're participating in this morning? We just finished the Birchas Haftarah. The last thing that we said before we begin Kinos is the Barachos after the Haftarah. The second Baracha is Rachem al Tzion, ki hi beis chayenu. We described Tzion, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Makam HaMikdash, as the Beis Chayenu. That's the house of our life. Meaning to say that's where our life is, and to the extent that Tzion is incomplete, our life is incomplete. We're not, what does that mean? I don't mean our life is incomplete, that we don't have all the things we want. Our life, meaning our being alive, is incomplete. It's the Beis Chayenu. If that's where our chayim is, so to the extent that that's chaser, so we're not fully alive. To explain that a little more, when we were created, when man was created, Adam was created, not the Adam, so it's described as Afer Min HaAdama and a Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. There's two ingredients that make up the man. There's a little bit of Olam HaZeh, and something of the Olam HaRuchni, the Neshama is Mande Nafach, Midilei Nafach, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, that there's a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in us, and that merge, that fusion, when that comes together, that's what creates an Adam. And so Adam is connected to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vayipach Ba'apav, that means that's a connection to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, when the Torah uses the word chayim, so we translate it as life, being alive. The Torah uses chayim in a number of ways. The Torah describes, when the Torah wants to say that a zav, someone who's tameh with tumah zav, and he goes to tevel to become tahar, he doesn't tevel in a mikvah, he's tevel in mayim chayim. That's the lashon of the Torah. The difference between mayim chayim and a mikvah is mayim chayim is what's called in halacha a mayon, a spring. The Chiddush Yerim says that the reason why a spring is called mayim chayim as opposed to a mikvah is because a spring is connected to its source. A mikvah is rainwater. The rain falls. The rain stopped falling, but now the water that fell is collected in a bar. That's a mikvah. A mayon is a spring that's flowing out of, it has a source, and where you're tevelling, you could trace the water back to where it springs out from the earth. Connection to a source, that's called Chayim. That's why the Mayan, the Chiddush Yerim says, that's why the Mayan is called Mayim Chayim, because it's connected to its source. To the extent that something is connected to its source, it's alive. And when the connection to the source is severed, that's death. And when it's restricted, when it's constricted, that's a lack of Chayim. And if our source is Vayipach Pa'ap of Nishmas Chayim, is a neshama from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathed into us, Mandan Nafach Midilei Nafach means that Lahavdil, when a person breathes, so what comes out was a part of him, was the oxygen that was keeping him alive, the carbon dioxide, and then it comes out, so what's coming out is a little bit of himself. And so when the British one was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, as the HaKadosh says, that means that a little bit of him, if Terry describes that as a blow, as a breath, that means a little bit of the Rabbeinu Shalom inside of us. So that's our Chayim, connection to Ruchnius, connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And we go through life, we try, we pursue, Be'ezus Hashem, you know, we B'nai Torah, we're M'chonuch, to pursue Ruchnius, to try to fill ourselves with Ruchnius, with Torah, with mitzvahs. But it's so constricted. Because there was once upon a time, there was something called a Beis Chayenu. That was the Makam HaMikdash, that was the Beis HaMikdash. Over there, the Shechinu was Sheira. Over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be part of us. Over there, it was really possible to be connected to Ruchnius. And since that was taken away, the whole Olam HaRuchni is such a miniature of what it once was. And that means that our connection to our real, to our source, is so much smaller, so much narrower. We're just holding on by a string, but we don't really have the connection fully, and so we're not really alive. And so when we gather on Tisha B'Av to say Kinois, we feel like we're at a Levaya. We feel like we're saying Hespedim, and that we're in Avelus. The Avelus is for ourselves. It's because we're not alive, because we don't have the Beis Chayenu. We're beginning with Kina Zayin. It's the second Kina from the morning Kinais. It begins, Eich Asta Ba'apecha La'avid B'yaradema Ma'munacha. Now, many of the Kinais that we're going to be going through are arranged in alphabetical order. This Kina is sort of extraordinary in that each line, it goes in alphabetical order. The first line is Aleph, the second line is Beis. But each, like the first line, for example, it doesn't just start with an Aleph. But every word in the line, or almost every word, starts with an Aleph. Atzta ba'apecha la'abi bi'aladeimim emunecha. The second line, every word, almost every word, starts with a Beis. Bris b'ina basarim asher be'irartu levchunecha. And then Ga'arta B'Garasecha Laglois V'Agem Gulecha, the Paitan really creates a much richer feeling in the Lashon of this Piyut. And the Hergish of this Piyut is also very, very strong. Each stanza is comprised of two lines. The first line begins with Eicha, and then the words that follow describe fury, destruction, korban. Take the first line, for example. Eicha atzta ba'apecha, you grew so angry, la'abe b'yaradema munecha, to take the amunim, those that were faithful to you, and to make them lost in the hands of the adoimim. The gimel line is ga'arta b'gairasecha, also expressions of anger, lagleis b'yadgeim gu'ulecha, those that you had once been goyel, you're now being goyleh. Right, those that you once redeemed, you're now sending into exile in the hands of those that are haughty. And Ishei, Hagta be'geinech l'adev b'ad hoylim ha'meinecha, to push away those that had gathered around you in the hands of the mockers. And Ishayin, Zanachta b'zamecha, all expressions of anger. You grew so angry, l'zalzel b'yad zarem zavulecha. Your zavul is your Beis HaMikdash. And you allowed it to become cheapened, the mezuzal in the hands of the strangers. And so each of these stanzas, the first half of the line, Aleph, the first half of the stanza, Aleph, Gimel, Hey, Zayin, is expressions of anger, of destruction, of abandonment. The second line of each stanza begins with V'loi Zacharta, but you didn't remember, and then it evokes some memory of the Ava that was once there between us. V'loi Zacharta, you didn't remember, Bris Bein HaBasarim, Asher Biratel Levchunecha, that special covenant that you made with he whom you chose, Avram Avinu, or Ois Dalid, you didn't remember the Deligas Dilug Derech, the way that we went as we were encamped in the midbar, Asher Dilag Tel Galacha, that you led us the way, the Degalim, right, that depicts the Machne Yisrael. Viud Vesek Veses Asher Viadel Levudecha is the special meeting place that you designated for those that wanted to meet with you, referring to the Mishkan. Ois Ches, you didn't remember the Chitun Chukei Chayrev, the Chasana that happened with the Teirat Har Sinai Shachakakta Lachamulacha, that you instilled in those that you had mercy on. Ois Yud, the Ikar Yedidus Yosher, the preciousness of that of the love, the Yedidus Hashi Yichadat Al Yedecha, that you had in such a personal way with those that knew you. And so it continues, each stanza, the first half is Kivanta Bechasecha L'chalis V'ad Koshlim Karmecha, and then the second half is the memory that you're not remembering, Kaviyachav Eloi Zecharta Eloi Lizneich L'Olam, to never abandon, right, that you said you would never abandon, Sholimadil L'Lukhecha, that you taught us that you would never abandon us. And so it goes through till the end of the Aleph Beis, each stanza, how harsh it was at the time of the Churban, in contrast to the wonderfulness that it once was. And this whole piyut is written with the following mashal in mind, I think, that if you could imagine somebody who's going through a terrible tzara, somebody who is getting divorced, and they feel like everything's falling apart. Their family is falling apart. There's a husband and a wife, and there's children. Rachmanu Litzlan. It's just terrible. It's the worst possible. It's a nightmare situation. And then, at the time that they're getting divorced, the day that some things are going to be finalized. So, each one of them, whichever one you want to imagine, takes out from the shelf the album with the pictures from their chasana and looks back and remembers how good they felt then, how hopeful they felt, how sure they felt that it was going to be forever. And the tsar that comes at the time that they're getting torn apart is so much compounded when it's felt in juxtaposition to those feelings that were there when they came together. And that's what the Paitan creates for us in this piyut of Eicha Atzta Ba'apecha.